This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. Today, Denise explains all about the immigration petition, understanding the I-140 form, its use, and how it relates to nurses seeking to immigrate to the U.S., and lastly, all the necessary requirements to successfully file this form.
So the petition that's filed by the employer is known as the immigrant petition for alien worker. The reason why the word contains petition is because you have a petitioner. The employer is a petitioner and the nurse is a beneficiary. That form, the immigrant petition for alien worker, has a form number assigned to it, which is the form I-140. And that's the form that has to be reviewed by immigration along with all the supporting documentation in order to determine whether or not the nurse is eligible for an immigrant visa and whether the petitioner qualifies to sponsor the nurse for the immigrant visa. So it's basically the form that's you. So an immigrant petition for alien worker and the form number is the I-140.
Okay, so thank you for that explanation. Obviously, you're going to need a lawyer in order to start this process, correct?
I would highly recommend that a lawyer represent them. And actually, the lawyer represents the employer. There's a dual representation, to be honest with you, but the employer is a principal client. And so typically, it's the employer that hires us to start the processing of the paperwork. And then we work with the nurse we have a joint representation responsibility to them as well. But truly, the petitioner reaches out to us, and then we prepare the paperwork for the nurse.
Okay. All right. What are some of the documents that a nurse would need to prepare beforehand when they've been offered a job and accepted a job for the I-140 filing?
So they would have to collect their academic credentials, including their diploma, their nursing degree, licenses, certifications, any documents related to their profession, their biographic documents, such as their passports, copies of their passports, their birth certificates, copies of the birth certificates and passports for their immediate relatives, which include spouses and minor children that they want to include in the process, because they have to be mentioned on the petition. They have to include the names of the spouses and minor children. So the main thing is for them to start collecting their academic credentials, their licenses, birth certificates, all their biographic documents for purposes of filing the I-140.
Okay, so that's really important for any nurse to hear, because this process is a long one. As Denise told us yesterday, the timing, it does take a while for you to be able to come to the U.S. So it's really important to be working with a reputable company, a reputable lawyer who's going to give you a lot of that information beforehand. Just as Denise listed out now, all of those documents and things that you need just for the filing of the I-140, some of those things can take a little bit of time to get. So really important. Important to get that done beforehand.
Tanya, and if I may add, I'm interrupting you, but for those who previously had I-140s filed for them in the past, they should collect the approval notice of the I-140 so that we could request that the government preserve the priority date that has already been established previously.
Okay, so do we need to have passed the IELTS by the time you file the I-140? This is a very common question.
So no, you don't need to pass the IELTS by the time we file the I-140, but you'll definitely need it at some point in time. So we highly recommend that you work on the IELTS. The immigrant petition does not require a copy of the IELTS.
And I would say to any nurse that is looking at coming to the U.S., the IELTS or the TOEFL are the two requirements from the CGFNS in order to get your visa screen certificate, and you cannot start the IELTS sooner. The visa bulletin is current right now for all countries except India and China, and the IELTS is a prerequisite.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.